high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
ACD Sports in Eastleigh says congrats to the Clemson Tigers. Our Clemson fan shop on Highway 123 in Eastleigh is loaded with a huge variety of national championship t-shirts, caps, magnets, flags, drinkware, license plates, and everything you need to show that pride and love for our national champion, Clemson Tigers. Visit our store and see our selection before you buy online. Buy local right here with Clemson fans like you. The Clemson Fan Shop at ACD Sports in Eastleigh on Highway 123 in the Hamrick Shopping Center.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Chad on Clemson basketball. Clemson with a big game against Georgia Tech. You know, I didn't label any of those previous games must wins, but I think this one is pretty much a must win. I didn't even think the Syracuse game. I don't like defining things as must wins because it's a long season and things change on a week-to-week basis. I mean, you know, you look at the Jones injury at Duke, that changes who Duke is. And so things change on a week-by-week basis. And so I always think early in the year, there aren't necessarily such things as must wins. But I think given the difficulty of the schedule that Clemson has faced to date, you need to start things heading in the right direction somewhere, and I think this is the where. So I do think this is close to a must-win. Chad, how are you?
Good. Well, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, before I get on to basketball, I was going to let you know, you let me down on the Alabama talk right there. You forgot about Mike Price.
Oh, I didn't forget about him. Yeah, no, I just didn't listen. But yeah, he's the other Mike in the mix. You know, the guy who hired what's his name there?
D. Snyder.
Yeah, the D. Snyder lookalike stripper. That's what he's most well known for, hiring a stripper that looked just like D. Snyder.
Who had a longer reign, Mike Price at Alabama or George O'Leary at Notre Dame?
Or Dennis Franchione at Alabama.
Okay, yeah, well, that too.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just want to touch on the basketball a little bit. I saw the line come out earlier today, and Georgia Tech's +8. Our Tigers are favored by 8 over a team that just went to Syracuse and ran Syracuse out of the dome. Just jumped out at me a little bit. Now, I want to say this. I got to go to the game Saturday against UVA, and we did not play bad at all. The basket, you know, we couldn't get the ball to go in the basket. We missed, I think, 12 shots. I counted in the paint. But we didn't play bad. We shot terrible.
Right.
But we got some good looks. And, you know, and then I got to thinking on the way home, you know, even with those 12 buckets, if we'd have made all 12 of those buckets, we're still in a dogfight with them in the final minute of that game. UVA almost forces you to play perfect.
Well, yeah, look, that's the thing. Listen, they're just better, all right? They're not just better than Clemson. They're better than Duke, too, and they may be better than everybody. You know, I put them in my national championship game for the first time ever, and I think this is the best Virginia team that I've seen. They're what I thought they would be. I think they're using that. I think they've used that Maryland-Baltimore County disaster as additional motivation, but I just think
they were very impressive in person, and it was, as someone who enjoys the game, it was fun watching, not watching them beat Clemson, obviously, but fun watching them get the touches where they wanted them. They got their guys' touches where they were comfortable, and they, you know, they just played well. I mean, they're a machine.
And they, they have three guys who can score, and they have 10 they have 10 fouls of 7-footers. Because you have 2 7-footers, and you know, and they had to break out Huff against Clemson too. There'd been no sign of Huff really before that. It had just been Salt, but of course Huff had to kill Clemson. But yeah, look, they're just better. So it's like you say, I'm not sure you should anyone should use that game as a way to judge Clemson. I mean Virginia Tech doesn't think so either, because they just got absolutely hammered last night by that Virginia team.
Well, moving forward, I mean, you know, not a must win, but this is, you know, you need to hold court at home, especially against teams that should finish in the standings below you. What do you think about that +8 number? Tigers being favored pretty big tonight. Do you think we finally see a full throttle, healthy Clemson lineup?
Yeah, well, one thing I'm going to be looking for is I want to see Clemson push the ball a little bit more. I want to see more easy points in transition. I think that'll be a lot easier against this team than it was against Syracuse or Virginia, although I thought there were opportunities to push against Syracuse that Clemson didn't take. Against Virginia, they don't turn the ball over at all, so there's no live ball turnovers, so your opportunities in transition are limited anyway. But I think Georgia, I think that Clemson can get some transition points against this Georgia Tech team. The one thing that concerns me a little bit about Tech is that they defend the three well, and obviously Clemson has not shot the three well, and Clemson's had to deal with a couple teams recently that defend the three well. Now, the good news is that Georgia Tech doesn't shoot the three well at all. They're like pretty much exactly where Clemson is in that regard. And I think if you look at Georgia Tech scoring, you got one guy in double figures in Alvarado, and Banks is a pretty good player, and that matchup with Thomas will be telling. But I don't think I just don't think Georgia Tech is efficient enough offensively to compete against Clemson. I think this is the first league game where you should see Clemson's team defense and individual defense make a difference and make it difficult on Georgia Tech to run their stuff and get good shots. And I think that'll be the difference. I actually think that Clemson is probably going to win and probably cover that as well.
Oh, okay. Well, interesting. And I also have a theory on the three-point defense. You know, everybody seems to light it up against Clemson, but I'm going to take this off air from you, if you don't mind talking just a little bit about how the lack of length on the perimeter players from Clemson makes defending those shots difficult when they're in help situations. And I'll take that off air for you.
Yep. Thank you, Chad. Thanks. That's a good job. Yep. Yep. I think that's part of it. I mean, I think that's part of it. You know, you, and obviously you see different defensive philosophies, but one thing that Syracuse has always been able to do is they have that length and they force you to shoot it deeper than you want. And then they challenge your shot. And it certainly, you know, Clemson does not have big guards, and I think that's an issue. And you also don't have a wing defender that was as physically mature as Gabe DeVoe was a year ago. People talk about losing DeVoe's shooting, which is certainly a big deal, but they also lost his defense. And so you don't have that element. The one thing I think you still have hope for as a Clemson fan is this start has been absurd. Going to Duke, going to Syracuse. Again, Syracuse is the one at Duke. Going to Duke, going to Syracuse, and then coming home to play Virginia. you know, I'm sorry, the majority of the teams are going to be 0-3 playing that schedule. And was that what you had hoped for? No. You'd hope that you had won at least one of those games. But moving forward, I don't think it's the end of the world. I think that the competition's about to get significantly easier than that start. And that begins now with this game. I think Clemson's better than Georgia Tech, and I think Clemson will show that. Sooner or later, Cody, what's going on?
Hey, Walt, first-time caller.
Welcome in, Cody. Thank you.
Thank you. Obviously, a Sooner fan. Love listening to your show. So
appreciate
it's
it.
Hard to be a Sooner around here with their recent history with Oklahoma and Clemson. But, you know, so I don't call in, but I decided to give it a try since it's pretty relevant. I had a few, just being an Oklahoma fan and kind of staying in the Oklahoma blogs and everything, there are a few things that I've heard. I really wanted to get your opinion on how much you thought, because it really is the crazy stuff with the portal with all the quarterbacks. It's nuts, and there's a lot of things that are hard to describe. You can't really explain what's going on. One of the things in the circle was they thought that I'd heard that Austin Kendall already knew a few weeks ago that there was a good chance Jalen Hurts was coming in, so that's why he decided to enter into the portal, not because he didn't want to not because he just wanted to leave, because he actually thought he had already lost his starting job before.
Okay.
It obviously is one of those things you're not really going to prove until somebody comes out and says it. But that's one of the things that they said. I guess kind of a Tate Martell issue where maybe he just didn't want to compete for it. I'm not sure. But, you know, honestly, when they came into 2016 class, if you look at their rankings, Austin Kendall was actually ranked higher than Jalen Hurts was in the composite rankings, which is a thing to me that doesn't make sense, because as an Oklahoma fan, I'd like to see people that come up through the Oklahoma farm. You know, I'd like to see them.
Let me ask you this, Cody. Has there been any talk at all about any sort of bad blood between Austin Kendall and Lincoln Riley or any of that? I mean, because it seems a little odd that Kendall wouldn't only leave, but that he'd leave to go to West Virginia. Like,
right?
You know, was that a part of this? Because, I mean, again, a year ago, as we were heading to the season, right up till day one, basically, I never believed it, but Lincoln Riley kept pumping this message that it was the quarterback situation was a toss-up between Kyler Murray and Austin Kendall.
Right. No, I don't. The first that I had heard was the fact that you had mentioned that could be a possibility.
Okay.
Not anything that I had heard yet, and I agree with you about him starting over Kyler Murray, or the possibility that he could have had the job last year, because when Baker Mayfield wasn't allowed to start that game the previous season, they didn't put Austin Kendall in. Kyler Murray was the one who started for him in that game.
Right.
So it never really looked like it was going to be him, but he has been the man who's always been next up, and people who are Oklahoma fans always kind of thought that he was going to be it, not even disappointed that he was going to be it. No, he's not Baker Mayfield, and he's not Kyler Murray, but he's still good enough as long as they improve everywhere else, you know.
Right.
So it was kind of one of those things where he looks good enough to carry on, so I didn't understand that. But the other thing was the reason why they may have brought Jalen Hurts in, and I like Jalen Hurts. I still don't think that as an Oklahoma fan that we needed him. I know a lot of people are excited. I just don't, you know. I'm kind of neutral about it, really. I think we could have done it without him, but if he comes, then so what?
Let me give you my position on that, Cody. I would absolutely have added him, given the relative lack of depth of your quarterback room right now. I absolutely would have added him, not for the reason that I ever expect to have to play him, just in the event I have to play him.
If that's the case, would it not make sense for Jalen Hurts to want to go somewhere like Maryland?
Yes.
To have wanted to go there because he knows he's going to get playing time there. Do you think he just thinks he's going to be the starter and he might not?
I think that he thinks that, and I think that I don't want to say that may have even been conveyed to him, but I think that Oklahoma probably indicated to him that, you know, you'll have a great shot. You'll be here in the spring, and our freshman Spencer Rattler won't be and didn't play football last year. You know, I'm not saying that they promised him anything, but I'm thinking that they probably made him think that he has a good chance to be the starter. And maybe, you know, I don't know, in this crazy world, maybe at some level they even think that there. But once they actually see Jalen Hurts on a day-to-day basis, they realize he is not a starting quarterback in that offense. You know, and if he is, then you're not talking about an Oklahoma team that's going to compete for the playoff. You're talking about an 8-4 Oklahoma team.
Right. And I got one more thing on that, and I'll let you go after this one. One of the speculations was that they, like you said, they were, you know, Oklahoma's not doing well in their chart now because people are leaving and moving out and they don't have much there. But the fact that 4 of the 5 of the offensive line that won the Joe Moore Award are all going to the NFL, 2 of them graduate and 2 of them declared that were juniors, so you have only 1 returning on the offensive line. And the case for that was Spencer Rattler might not do well behind a new offensive line, so they'd like to possibly redshirt him, and they needed somebody like Jalen Hurts, who had a little bit more, not as much skill, but had more, you know, he's a veteran, so he might be better behind the line.
To take the beating?
I guess so.
The problem with that theory is that, you know, Jalen Hurts has had this luxury that he hasn't been able to take advantage of having a bunch of NFL 330-pound offensive linemen in front of him and a bunch of 240-pound, 35-pound tailbacks behind him, in addition to all those receivers. So, I mean, he has been surrounded, and that's what a lot of these idiots don't seem to get. He's been surrounded by elite talent. He has been protected by elite talent. What is he going to look like when he doesn't have those same advantages? And you're right, the Oklahoma offensive line that won the Joe Moore Award is being decimated.
Right. So it just seems crazy. I don't really think there is an answer to it yet.
It's well right, done, Cody. Well. Excellent. Excellent job. You know, by the way, a lot of love, Ramona, for the Alabama caller, right, and for Cody.
I saw
on the text
that.
Line. A lot of love. People saying it's nice to hear informed callers from other fan bases. It's well done. See, it's easy. The people act like on this show, like I'm Attila the Hun and their virgin maiden voyage is going to be terrible. No. I mean, you know, come on in. It's easy. It's easy. So come and join the program. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Listen, cars cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees in Travelers Rest. That's a big deal. It's just a big deal. I mean, look, I don't know how you feel about things. I can tell you how I feel. I don't mind paying for something that I like and that I want. What I don't like is to have unexpected expenditures which have nothing to do with what I'm buying. And so if there's a vehicle that's $35,000, I want it. Okay, I'm going to buy this. Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to pay you another $500 for dealer fees. You're already paying your employees and that paperwork's on you. I'm not paying you again for that. That's not, I don't get anything for that. I don't get an upgrade in stereo, an upgrade in security system. I don't even get car mats for that. I get this $500 add-on or whatever it is, and I get zero for it. There are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. Never. That's another enormous George Coleman Ford difference. And for 90 years, the people have made a difference as well. Go read the reviews on Google, Yelp. All people talk about are the people and how they're treated. That's the true secret to George Coleman Ford's success for over 90 years. Go see him. Find out about it. Quick break. Walter Petula, Road Rage.
This Wednesday, the Tigers play their second consecutive game in Little John as they take on their rivals from Atlanta when the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets come to town. Pre-game is at 8:30 with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
At Spanx, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. You've got to brush your shoes, tie your teeth, get the dog to school, and kids to the vet. You know what we mean. And we'll help you get going a little easier this winter. Swing by your neighborhood Spanx for a cup of our specialty coffee blends and a real southern fried chicken biscuit or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. We call those hand warmers you can eat.
Spanx, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a two-piece chicken dinner for just $3.99.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away. With hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, you get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
No one's better than Walt's Deaf Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Face it, you're obsessed with yourself.
Oh. Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher.
Walt up to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You know, it's interesting. I'm seeing a lot of these tweets about Spencer Rattler now, because apparently, according to Rattler, and he said this some time ago, Lincoln Riley told him that they weren't taking any more quarterbacks, including transfers, and now Hurts is coming. However, the father of Oklahoma quarterback, this is from Tom Van Haren, the father of Oklahoma quarterback signee Spencer Rattler said they were made aware that Oklahoma was targeting Jalen Hurts and said Jalen is a great young man and Spence is looking forward to competing and learning from him. So if that's true, it's all good.
That seems like a weird thing for them to say.
Well, I think the answer to that is that everybody knows that Spencer Rattler is going to be the starting quarterback by the time league play starts. I think that's the answer. I think that
oh, he's just being gracious.
Here's what I think happens. I don't want to say anyone's lying, you know, but I think that different factions are being given different versions of the same story.
Oh, I'm sure.
In other words, I think the Oklahoma message to Jalen Hurts is, man, we have room. We need you. You know, look at our quarterback situation, you know, and all we have is this freshman coming in the spring or in the fall, and he won't be there for the spring. So, you know, you have a great opportunity to come here and be the guy. And then I think they're telling, you know, Spencer Rattler's parents, oh, look, don't worry about it. You're the five-star guy. You're the guy we believe in. We fully expect you to come in the fall and take this job. You know, it's not a lie per se. It's just a different version of the story. And I think we have the different versions of the story. Meredith says, you have the best taste in music as well on capital letters. My sweet six-year-old who loves you so much just said so. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. I think there was more to that, but the text did the vanishing thing. You want to get in now is actually a good time. 654-7627. 654-7627. A text says, amazes me that people think Jalen can go start somewhere like Oklahoma where he airs the ball at every play. Well, you know, look, they believe in a running game, too. Actually, the rest of that tweet was, my six-year-old who loves you to death said to tell you hi. Thank you, Meredith. You tell her hi as well. It's that's what we're talking about. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. I'm craving that, Ramona. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. You know, they stayed true. Tom's had been wildly successful before. And so Brock and Beth stayed true to all the original recipes. And then they added some things that were uniquely their own. Like they make their own mac and cheese from scratch, which is insanely good. How good is that mac and cheese, Ramona?
It is great. Mm-mm-mm. It is great.
I'm craving that right now. Catering, tailgates, parties, they do it all. They are the home for the Cheerwine National Championship sauce as well. I mean, if that sauce sounds great, just wait till you try it. They also have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, old Carolina, new Carolina. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science. They smoke them for 60 seconds, or they smoke them for 2 hours, excuse me, and they fry them for 60 seconds, and you get the best of both worlds. And then you can toss them in any of the 8 sauces. Fresh sides and desserts, including the now legendary banana pudding. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Go see them. You will thank me later. You know, this ACC football scheduling coming out. And what's the date? What's the month?
Today's the 16th of January.
I mean, I am not at all accustomed to this from the ACC.
Oh, is this too early?
The ACC is always, you know, the last one. And it always comes in. It always comes in way later than everybody else. And it sucks. But I almost think now this is too early. It's like, man, they just won the national championship.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know people like this. I know that people love
to... you could talk about football.
Right. I know people love to get it.
Talk about football.
But, you know, I mean, another month or something, I would have been okay. Regardless, it's here, and people care about it. So, here goes. You want to get in, 654-7627. If you're living under a rock, Clemson opens with Georgia Tech on a Thursday night. And then you'll have Texas A&M at home in game 2, at Syracuse in game 3. So, you know, an interesting start to the game, or to the season. I mean, I don't think Georgia Tech's going to be any good. But it is a historical rival. Texas A&M in game 2. Texas A&M's going to be a pretty good football team. And they're going to come here and they're going to compete. So that won't be easy. At Syracuse won't be easy because Syracuse thinks that they're as good as Clemson now. Or at the very least, they can compete with Clemson. And given 2 years worth of evidence, they can. So that's the toughest game on the schedule. I mean, to me, I think it's almost inarguable that that's the toughest game in the schedule. I think at Syracuse, September 14th, and especially after playing Georgia Tech and Texas A&M, I can tell you what I think you're going to see out of Georgia Tech. I think that the quarterback, you know, people keep saying, well, you know, this guy or that guy can transfer to Georgia Tech. again, my belief is that Collins is going to run a pro-style offense. Well, not him personally, but I think his team is going to run a pro-style offense. The two guys who could be quarterback at Georgia Tech are going to be Lucas Johnson or James Graham. James Graham is a hyper-talented freshman who I think has Lamar Jackson-esque athletic ability, but he was recruited to run Paul Johnson's offense. In terms of his readiness to be a pro-style quarterback, I think that's in doubt. So my guess is you're going to get the quarterbacks coming off the knee injury. Lucas Johnson was actually the number two quarterback at Georgia Tech. There were a lot of Georgia Tech people who wanted him to be the guy. They have fallen in love with Lucas Johnson. Lucas Johnson's a West Coast kid that came east to run Georgia Tech's offense. In my opinion, he was never well-suited to run Georgia Tech's offense. That does not mean a ton of Georgia Tech people didn't want him. They did. Because he's a thrower. He's 6'3", 6'4", and he's a very good thrower of the football. Not like Georgia Tech level very good, like anybody level very good. Lucas Johnson, in my opinion, Lucas Johnson was built to run an up-tempo spread offense or perhaps a pro-style offense. I don't think he was ever built to run Georgia Tech's offense. But that's not the offense anymore. So here's my guess. I'm telling you this, Ramona, mark the tape. On 116, I'm telling you, I think that the quarterback that Clemson will face in game one against Georgia Tech will be Lucas Johnson. And he will be a pro-style quarterback in this offense, running a pro-style offense. And he can throw the football. It's going to be a totally different defensive game plan for Clemson against Georgia Tech. Will it matter? No. I mean, I think Clemson will win easily. And then game two is Texas A&M. And again, I think Clemson will win that game by, you know, 10-ish. I think it'll be a competitive game, and Clemson will win that game. And then game three is at Syracuse. And that's the one, if there's one that would worry you a little bit, it's that one. And quite honestly, you'd be naive for that game not to worry you a little bit, given what we've seen the last 2 years. And then Charlotte at home, at North Carolina, who, you know, sucks. Home to Florida State, who, you know, sucks a little less. At Louisville, who, you know, sucks. Boston College at home. Not bad, but they lost a ton. Boston College will have lost almost all the key defensive players from that team. Will be gone. I mean, most of them. Wofford at home, at NC State, who, you know, will need a new quarterback. Wake Forest at home. I actually think Wake Forest is going to be an improved team. And then at South Carolina. And I think, you know, that's a respectable challenge, I guess, especially what we saw this year. All told, I mean, I mean, the worst that Clemson can be with this schedule, 11-1. That's the worst, I think. I mean, look, is it conceivable that somebody beats you that you don't expect? Sure. I mean, we saw Syracuse and Pittsburgh beat Clemson when nobody expected either one of them. So, absolutely. And you're the defending national champions, and, you know, you'll carry that target. I just don't think there are enough teams with enough ability to be anybody. I don't think there are enough teams with enough talent to challenge Clemson. I mean, I don't see any of these teams. You move past those first three games, What's the next toughest game past those first three games? I guess it's at South Carolina. I guess the toughest game past those first, because I just don't believe in anything else there right now. I mean, I do think that Kendall Briles is going to bring Florida State back to life. I just don't know if it's going to happen instantly. I think that's the biggest addition Florida State has made in recent years. But even with the losses that Clemson has incurred defensively, you know, the Clemson offense is going to be better than ever. I mean, my expectation is that this will be the best Clemson offense in history. You know, in a way, it feels a little bit like coming into this season like I felt about Alabama. Like I thought their offense was going to be great, but their defense was going to take a hit. By the way, obviously, getting Isaiah Simmons and Tanner Muse back, enormous. I mean, absolutely enormous. Isaiah Simmons turned into a hell of a football player, and his scheme versatility is needed in what Brent Venables wants to do. And I think replacing him would have been a really difficult challenge, especially for a defense that had lost so many significant parts. But when I look at this schedule, I mean, my first thought is I just don't see any of these teams beating Clemson. I don't. I mean, at Syracuse is the best I can come up with. I think, as I indicated, I think A&M will compete and lose. And I think that at Syracuse, the only game I could really see Clemson losing. Texter asking about Clemson's offensive line. Look, I think the offensive line is going to be fine. I think Gabe Cervenka will take over the center position, and Jackson Carman's going to step in for Mitch Hyatt, a more svelte Jackson Carman. And I think he's going to be fine. And you know, is he going to be quite as solid in pass protection? Man, probably not, because Hyatt was pretty solid in that regard. But he may give you an added element in the run game. We'll take a quick break. Waltip to the Road Rage.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at biotestplasma.com. Again, that's biotestplasma.com.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Totally harshing the office mellow.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Marcus King Band has a little Allman Brothers flavor in that. You know, by the way, he's from South Carolina, in case you did not know that. You know, a texter just sent me this. He said, I now see James Blackman's name in the portal. Is that right? Do we have another one? As one exit, one enters. You know, somebody asked me about it earlier. He said, you know, Walt, you know, what's going on with these quarterbacks? You know, is there basically is like they're an end in sight? I don't think so. I think it's going to get worse. I mean, we have total free agency on with quarterbacks in collegiate football. I mean, and I don't see any end to it. I mean, it's like once this thing starts, it's just going to keep building unless there's a way to shut it off, and which I don't see right now. So there's that. Texter 420 says, way to go with Marcus King Band. That's right. That's right. That's right, man. We are on top of all that stuff here. Love that sound. Marcus King Band. Yep. He's only like, I'm telling you, he's like 21 or something. He's already hit the big time. No end in sight. You know, again, going back to the schedule, you want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. And you know, Ramona, we'll, of course, slaughter Vegas on the preseason totals. And, you know, and we use these things. I mean, it's just like stealing. I mean, 27-6 the last 2 years on our preseason win totals. I mean, that's, you're not going to find anybody in America who can beat that. 27-6. Look, we always know how good these teams are going to be before the year, with rare exception. Sometimes an injury screws us up, but most of them, you know, most of these totals, we've won by the three-quarter point in the season. I mean, they're just easy. Just like stealing. And it will be again. It will be again. Now, you know, we don't have any total numbers yet, but Clemson's is going to be, you know, absurd. Clemson will be 11, and you'll have the same choice they had this year, whether you want to play that. Personally, I'm not playing any 11. I wouldn't give out an 11 for the same reason I wouldn't have given out this year. You know, if I had to, I would have taken Clemson 12, but there's no way I would do that because it's just, you know, one injury, one bad game. You know, again, the two prior years, Clemson had Syracuse and Pittsburgh. And quite honestly, there were two games this year, Texas A&M and Syracuse, that could have easily gone the other way. But that's what Clemson will be. Clemson will be an 11. So there'll be no play on that in terms of total. And Clemson's going to win either 11 or 12 games. I mean, I think depending on whether you lose the Syracuse game. And as I said, could something pop up in one of those others? Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, as it did previously, but, you know, I just can't look at that and think. I can't look at that and find the losses. Again, there may be a loss to the schedule somewhere. But I don't. I mean, I think Clemson beats Georgia Tech. Listen, I don't think Clemson's going to be at their best in that opener by any means. But I think Clemson will still win that game by 20 points plus, maybe more. And then the A&M game, I think Clemson will win by 10 or so. The game at Syracuse, that's the one I would worry about. Charlotte's a blowout. At North Carolina's a blowout. Florida State at home is, well, you know, a blowout. At Louisville, blowout. Home to Boston College. Yeah, maybe not a blowout, but an easy win, 20 points plus. Wofford, blowout. At NC State, 17. Wake Forest at home, fun little game. A lot of points scored, a lot of offense. Still winds up being a blowout. And then at South Carolina, you know, maybe that's the game. That's the other game that's a little bit competitive. A little bit competitive. You know, I don't know. Clemson wins by 14, something like that on the road. You know, and a South Carolina team, it should be a little bit better. So, you know, we'll see. That's it. I don't see anything stopping Clemson on that schedule. Looking at some of these other schedules, Duke. Let me start with Boston College. Boston College has Virginia Tech, Richmond, Kansas, at Rutgers, Wake Forest. That early part of that schedule, that's pretty BC favorable right there. I mean, Virginia Tech sucks. Are they going to be a little better than they were? Yeah, maybe. Can Boston College beat them at home? But yeah, they beat them on the road. So, yeah. I don't really see any losses there. I think the first interesting game there is September 28th against Wake Forest. That's generally a competitive game, and I would expect it to be this time. I sort of like what Clawson and Wake Forest is doing. I think they'll be an upper division team. And then they're at Louisville, and Louisville sucks, and they're home to NC State. That's an extremely favorable schedule for BC from August 31st through October 19th. That is an extremely favorable BC schedule before it all goes to hell. Because after that point, it's at Clemson, at Syracuse, Florida State at home, at Notre Dame, and at Pitt. Oh. So up until October 19th, Boston College is really going to enjoy their season. After October 19th, not so much. The rest of that schedule, I don't know where the wins are coming from. They're not beating Clemson at Clemson, obviously. They're not beating Syracuse. They're not winning at Notre Dame. They're not winning at Pittsburgh. The only hope for a win there, I think, is Florida State at home. And that's a maybe. That's a maybe. So Texas is how do you get Kansas and Rutgers in the same year? True. Now, I do think Kansas is actually a slightly improved team. And they'll be interesting under Les Miles. Probably take on a little bit more of a physical attitude. So, you know, it all started so wonderfully for Boston College there, Ramona, and then it went so terribly wrong.
It did.
It went so terribly wrong late in the year. You talk about sort of an unbalanced schedule. There you go. Duke is next on the list. Duke is Duke's playing Alabama in the Chick-fil-A game. Apparently, Chick-fil-A serving Blue Devil sandwiches that day. I don't know why Duke would want to play Alabama in a Chick-fil-A game. I'm not sure. I mean, Duke's not any good, and they're going to lose the legend of Daniel Jones. So you know, and then you're going to play Alabama? Good luck, Duke. Good luck to you. Then they get to North Carolina A&T. That's nice. At Middle Tennessee. That's nice. At Virginia Tech on a Friday. You know, who cares? Duke and Virginia Tech. Both about even. Neither very good. Although Virginia Tech, I actually think, will be a little bit improved from where they were last year. Then they get Pittsburgh at home. Georgia Tech at home. You know, this part of the schedule for Duke, once they go past Alabama, is actually pretty easy. North Carolina A&T, at Middle Tennessee, at Virginia Tech, Pitt at home, Georgia Tech at home. Even the next couple of games, at Virginia, at North Carolina, not terrible. Then they get Notre Dame at home, Syracuse at home, at Wake Forest, and Miami. You know, we've got to stop talking like Miami is a good team. When people talk about this, like this year, remember, they were eighth in the country. Their win total was 10 or 10 and a half. It was laughable. We knew it was an easy win. But everyone else thought, the world thought, they would go over that total. I mean, people need to recognize Miami's not a good football team. So when you have them on their schedule, it should be an easy win. All right, that's just the fact of it. You know, that schedule is strange because there are a few really difficult spots like Alabama and Notre Dame, at least in theory, maybe Syracuse at home. But the rest of it is sort of mush. I mean, it's the rest of it are either or games. There's nobody there is going to blow you out. You know, I voiced the opinion way before Virginia beat South Carolina in the bowl game that I thought that Virginia might be the team to beat in this division next year, and I still do. And their bowl game only reinforced that notion for me. Now, they're going to lose a couple key parts as well, but, I mean, somebody's going to have to win that division. Florida State opens with Boise State in Jacksonville. Honestly, that's a loss. I mean, there's not going to be any Brett Rippon there, so maybe there's that. On paper, though, I don't like Florida State against Boise State. I want to see how quickly Kendall Briles can impact Florida State. Louisiana Monroe at Virginia. At Virginia is going to be a tough game. Louisville win. NC State, I guess that's at home. The printer broke up here. At Clemson loss. At Wake Forest, I think that may be a loss. Syracuse at home. That could be a loss. Miami at home, they suck. At Boston College, you know, we'll see. Alabama State and at Florida. You know, Florida's basically going to lose their whole offensive line. So that's a maybe. We could have two really bad offensive lines in that game. I mean, I don't think that Florida State schedule is daunting or terrible. I mean, I think on paper it's, you know, it's probably the kind of schedule you want if you're a Florida State team trying to rebuild your program, you know, with a few exceptions that aren't going to go well for you. But I mean, you'll be a little better than you were last year with Kendall Briles in his role. Hey, let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One for all your security, that's Priority One. No one does security like Priority One. You know, first of all, they're great people. They're active in your community. They've matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tatas campaign the last 2 years. I mean, that's special stuff. Those are the kind of people you want to do business with. And then you add in the fact that, now that's not enough to let them protect your family. This is tip of the spear in technology. Quickest response time in the industry, total customization. They don't come in and employ some cookie cutter formula where your security system is going to be the same as your neighbor's. No, they're to base it on how your, not just your home is laid out, but how your property is laid out. And they're going to determine how best to address your specific security situation. This is Priority One. Look, we live in a dangerous world. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you, when you're ready, call this number, 288-1400, 288-1400. Tell them I sent you. Tess says Kendall Briles makes Florida State a bowl team and a contender in the Atlantic. He'll make quarterback get rid of the ball quicker, therefore offensive line. Oh, look, Kendall Briles is going to make Florida State way better, but he's not magic, and it won't happen just overnight. It's going to take a little bit of time, but I mean, obviously, I voiced those same suggestions before, so I'm not going to disagree with my own opinion. Next up is Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is at Clemson. That's a loss. They have South Florida at home. That's a payback game. I don't really have any idea of that game at this point. I just think, I mean, we don't even really know what we'll see from Georgia Tech offensively, other than I think Lucas Johnson will be the quarterback. Georgia Tech's probably better than South Florida. South Florida was an overrated team all year. And, you know, Tech put up 650 yards on them last year at South Florida. Now, obviously, a totally different offense, so we'll see. Then the Citadel at Temple. I don't know why they would want to play that game. That could be a loss. North Carolina at home, that should be a win. At Duke, I mean, who knows? Georgia Tech at Duke right now, not a game I'm ready to project. And there won't be any Daniel Jones, and Georgia Tech's running an entirely different scheme. At Miami, that'll be a loss. Pittsburgh at home, close game. At Virginia, loss. Virginia Tech at home, you know, hey, look, Justin Fuente had been dominated by Paul Johnson. Paul Johnson was 3-0 against Fuente, had just kicked the living crap out of him each time. And obviously that changes now. So even though Georgia Tech's going to get Virginia Tech at home, I would think that's a game that Virginia Tech wins. NC State on a Thursday night, that's at home. You know, again, there's no Ryan Finley. It's hard to know at this point exactly what NC State is going to do. I'm not ready to project all these games yet. And then they wind up with Georgia. So, you know, like every Georgia Tech season, you're going to face Clemson and Georgia, and that makes your job really tough, especially when your schedule is bookended in that way. Walter Tula, Row Rage, quick break.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business.